Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in Northwest Pennsylvania, where we, broadcast live each and every weekday from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Are we online with anyone, or are we up for anyone? Well, that's all right. I'm going to just keep going, folks. Whoever might hear me. All right. We have a little computer issue here. That's okay, though. We're just going to keep right on rolling. I want to welcome everyone to this program. I'm going to be here for the first 2 hours. Joe's going to take the third hour. Third hour, Stan Deo from standeo.com. Second hour, Leo Holman, who's a news editor for WorldNet Daily. He's been a reporter and editor at several suburban newspapers in Atlanta and Charlotte, North Carolina. He wrote his book's coming out next week, actually, Stealth Invasion, Muslim Conquest Through Immigration and Resettlement in Jihad. You can read more about that at WorldNet Daily as well. He's a WorldNet Daily author. I'm just so excited to have him. We are so excited to have him come on, and it's interesting how that works.
Yeah, and folks, if you want...
I'm just a little distracted because of this. We're down. Go ahead.
If you want more information on Leo Holman, go to HagmanReport.com. Check out the article John did, Stealth Invasion, Muslim Conquest. And in there's links to Leo Holman's latest articles, Obamacare Have One Last Surprise for Jewish State, as well as Stealth Invasion and Muslim Conquest Through Immigration and Resettlement Jihad. Those links are right there at HagmanReport.com.
Yeah, and you know, we have a lot to talk about. So hour one, we're going to be dealing with news information analysis. Hour two is going to be Leo Holman. Hour three will be, I see that, thank you. And hour three will be Stan Deo and Joe. I've got to run out for a mani-pedi. Wait, isn't that? Oh, I'm a metro. No, I'm confused. No, that's. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So a lot to get into tonight. A couple of things first before we get rocking and rolling. Want to welcome a brand new sponsor, folks. If you've never heard of this company and you're a business owner, whether you're a small, medium, large business, whatever, if you own a business, you take care of human resources, personnel. If you run a business or if you manage one, if you're responsible for human resources or records or paperwork, you're gonna want to pay attention. BambooHR.com. BambooHR.com. It's an online resource, online records software company. It's a fantastic company. If you run a small business or manage one, check out BambooHR.com. And when you do so, make sure you enter HHR promo code HH to get a free 14-day trial of this. This is a fantastic online software, human resources software. It's a software platform that actually takes care of all of your human resources, all of your personnel issues. It's a complete human resource management software for small to medium-sized businesses. It's got one simple central system for keeping organized and detailing records for every employee. That's BambooHR.com. Visit BambooHR.com and click on the mic and enter our code HH to get a free 14-day trial. Welcome aboard BambooHR.com. Welcome aboard, man. That's great. And I also want to welcome, too, I mentioned this yesterday, welcome aboard Indochino. I love this company. I really do. Indochino, let me tell you something. They have made-to-order suits for guys, shirts, pants. Oh, it's one of the largest made-to-measure menswear brands. Welcome aboard Indochino.com. That's Indochino.com, Indochino.com. And use our promo code HH for any premium suit for just $389 in free shipping. So that's something as well. So those two sponsors, fantastic sponsors, by the way. But you know, we were, check out our YouTube channel. I did a video today. It's just under, it's about 20 some minutes. It's got information in there about, the inauguration. Now we're going to be covering the inauguration on the 20th on Friday from 11 to 2 o'clock. Please tune in. Let other people know that we're going to be carrying the inauguration live. 11 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Time, until 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. That's the inauguration. Because this is historic, obviously. And there's a lot of things that are taking place. And about that, you know, I was looking at this, and Joe, there's 1.9 miles of parade route. There's a 2.5 mile perimeter around this area. They're expecting close to a million people there. Missouri GOP Senator Roy Blunt, the chairman of the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, that's according to him, expecting about a million people. But he also confirmed, as well as the intelligence agencies and security confirmed, that there will be, in total, about 35,000 police and security officials among the crowd of anywhere between 900,000 to a million people. There will be the 8,000 National Guard troops, 3,200 or so police officers from various states. The Secret Service is taking the lead on the security on this. The National Park Service has issued to date 25 permits, which is five times the average, which would they typically see. There's 99 at the moment, 99 various events or slash protests that are planned, and those are just some fast facts. Oh, and beginning 4 o'clock Thursday morning, a number of sites will be closed, such as the Washington Monument, the Korean, Vietnam, World War II memorials and such. So you're gonna have to check with the Park Service. If you are going, you should know this. If you're going to see the sites while you're there, from 4 o'clock Thursday morning to, I think, 4 p.m. or 6 p.m. Thursday night, they're going to be closed. They're going to be closed during some of the portions on Friday. So check the schedules of each site if you are going. And if you are going, know that there are numerous protests that are planned. And I go over the protests in my video. If you go to HagmanReport.com or websites, HagmanReport.com or HagmanHagman.com. Click on the link to our YouTube channel. I'm going to put this up on Hagman Report later tonight. But it gets into everyone, each one of the people who are involved in the, each one of the organizations who are involved in the attempted disruption of this. Okay, now, you've got a multitude of these Marxist, Leninist, progressive, moonbat organizations that are involved in these planned demonstrations. But it's more than that. It's destructions. Now, I told you the video before last to look at the long game, the big picture, and that's what I think we need to do. Regardless, though, we have to watch both. The bigger picture, absolutely, because they want to marginalize Trump. And you saw Maxine Waters today spouting her yesterday, I guess it was, mouthing off about Obama's legitimacy. I have no words. Okay?
Obama's or Trump's?
Or Trump's legitimacy. I'm still thinking Obama, his legitimacy. You talk about an illegitimate president. Obama is certainly one, given the fact that his own, the document on the White House website proven by law enforcement, 9 points of forgery. So, that said, Maxine Waters flopping her useless gums out about Trump's legitimacy and wants to start impeachment proceedings the first second of the first day that he's in office. And Chris Matthews drooling all over in that interview. I don't know whether you saw that interview or not, but, the spittle was running wild there out of Chris Matthews as he was talking to Maxine Waters about this and about Trump. And Maxine Waters saying, well, you know, of course she's not going. And how dare these people not go to the inauguration? I guess it's their right. I guess it's their right not to go. You've got 30, almost 35 and counting Democratic, progressive, Marxist, Leninist lawmakers.
Yeah, I think it was at the 50.
50? Okay.
Yeah, it's counted.
This is how you're going to play ball, right? This is how, so you're showing your true colors, I believe. This is, now I'm going to give an opening statement, then I'm going to kick it over to Joe. But here's the situation. You have Project Veritas, and I get into this, and please, folks, go to our YouTube channel, and the video I did, please share it. Share it with people, because they're suppressing the numbers. Share with people so people know that it's there. Also, the information I think is pretty doggone good. But you've got these Congress people who are engaged in this slanderous campaign against Trump, in my view. And I don't care if you don't like Trump or if you like Trump. I don't care. Let's go on the facts. You know, in 2008, we had facts. We didn't have opinions. We didn't have suppositions. We didn't have these falsities from the fake news organizations, meaning the corporate media, about Obama's legitimacy. No, we had actual investigative journalists who went out there as independent researchers and journalists, went out there and dug into the background of Barack Hussein Obama II, who actually never changed his name from Barry Satoru. So you want to talk about illegitimate presidents. That's where you should start. Not treat him like some sort of metrosexual rock star, in my view. And Michelle Michael Obama. All right. And so there's so much more that we don't know. And think about this. You take the 70 years that Trump has been alive and compare it to the years that Barack Hussein Obama has been alive. How many names has Donald Trump had? How many names has Barry Satoru, Barack Hussein Obama had? How many socials? How many, or lack of the socials? How many birth certificates, long forms, as Obama had versus Donald Trump? So you want to question the legitimacy of the man to the office. You do it with facts, not innuendo. And see, that's a problem today, folks. A lot of people operate off of innuendo, off of facts. They think they know the true story about something, and they are clueless. So they build on a foundation of erroneous assumptions, as Maxine Waters and these other moonbats, Marxist moonbats, are doing. But see, it's worse. Because if you go back to the 1950s, and you go back into the findings of Joe McCarthy, all right, and the House Un-American Activities Commission, two separate things. McCarthy was a senator. House Un-American Activities Committee was something totally different. But the findings were the same, where you have communist infiltration into our government. A lot of this stems back post-World War II communist infiltration. The people who want to disrupt, the low-level disruptors, and just understand this, the low-level disruptors at the inauguration, the crazy, the insane people that you saw in the Project Veritas video, in my view. And just to be clear, these are my opinions. I want to be perfectly clear. Okay, these are my opinions. So I'm still allowed to make to give my opinions, I believe. All right. So you have Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, presenting recordings of individuals who want to use butyric acid to disrupt the Deplorables Ball National Press Club on the night before the inauguration. They think it's funny. Well, who are these idiots? Who are these people? They're members of Disrupt J20. The group Disrupt J20 is an umbrella organization. This is the group that Jabba the Hutt's ugly cousin, Michael Moore, had promoted. They're the umbrella organization for groups like Americans Take Action, for Workers World Party, for ANSWER, which is the acronym for Act Now to Stop War and End Racism Coalition. They're the umbrella group for Progress Unity Fund, for DC Anti-Fascist Coalition, for RefuseFascism.org. Now, if you look at these organizations, they're all Marxist, Leninist, Communist. And in amongst these people, of course, you've got Robert Creamer, who's the husband of Jan Schakowsky, the representative from Illinois, who, as I pointed out in my video, was accused with being blackmailed, having, of course, she is allegedly, based on information from Sybil Edmonds and others, allegedly bisexual, married to Robert Creamer. And Robert Creamer is the guy that, well, you know Robert Creamer. He's the community organizer, the author. He's the American political consultant. He was featured in one of Project Veritas's films, but he's married to Jan Schakowsky, the congressional representative for Illinois' 9th district, congressional district. His firm, Democracy Partners, works with issue campaigns, worked with the Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton campaign, and of course, he also leads the nonprofit group Americans United for Change. In 2005, and I point this out in the video, Creamer was, he pleaded guilty to tax violations and $2.3 million in bank frauds. What he was doing is writing checks he couldn't cash, basically. That's the deal. Back in the 90s, he served 5 months at Terre Haute in prison and 11 months house arrest. You know, he wore the ankle bracelet, Commonwealth jewelry. He resigned from his consulting position with the DNC in October of 2016, after that video from Project Veritas was released, which showed him discussing a scheme to pay people to incite violence at rallies at the rallies for Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. So these are class A people. Other people, Lacey McCauley. Wait until you hear this real quick. Lacey McCauley. You remember that Project Veritas video? Have you seen that? If you haven't seen it, you got to see it. Well, in her position as the head of Disrupt J20, did you read this? Did you see this? And I go through this in the video. Well, first of all, let me tell you a little bit about Lacey. You see, Lacey McCauley, she's this media activist. She's got a passion for amplifying voices of those working for a better world. Do I have to go on? No, I'm not going to go on. You see, she's got a BA in international relations. Actually, she's got a BS in international relations. Or should have a BS. She's nothing but BS, in my view, for international relations, for relations of any kind. All right? She worked for IPS, for the Institute for Policy Studies. Go figure. Huh. Seems like a lot of webs connect to the IPS. And worked for the PR for Massey Media, by the way, as a single contractor. As opposed to what, a multi-personality contractor? I'm not sure. Anyway, in response to that Project Veritas video, folks, you gotta hear this. This is their story. I read this, and I go through it again. Go to our YouTube channel and check the video out. And I really chuckled because I've heard a lot better excuses. If from more stupid criminals, I suspect, than her. But I'm not going to give you the fluffies here where King, you know, she's attempting to carry forward the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. What a bunch of hooey that is. But here's her excuse for that video. Are you ready? Over the last few weeks, we've exposed 4 confirmed infiltrators who tried to integrate themselves into our organizing. And, you know, I'm not going to even read this verbatim. The bottom line is this. She tricked these guys. She tricked them. She identified them. They were so smart. They knew they were infiltrators, so she made sure that they were tricked. And that whole thing that you saw with Project Veritas, oh, that was a joke. They knew they were being set up, so they decided just to talk about this. That's the story.
That's what we talked about last night as some stories came out. Similar to what they're saying, that they knew they were being set up. So they played with the guy. That's why they set the meeting at the Comet ping pong or whatever. And, but interestingly enough, I mentioned this just briefly yesterday. One of the guys in the video, Luke Kuhn, is, there's some interesting information out there. He made a number of online posts advocating for the legalization of pedophilia back in the 90s. He was, part of the Utopian Anarchist Party. And he has been identified in other online postings as having linked to international child pornography and child exploration. In a post on June 19th, 1998, Mr. Kuhn made a post on an anarchism website where he advocated for teenage sex, as well as in 1998, June 12th, he made several posts about in a discussion about adult child sex advocates.
Hey,
he even got called out by somebody in his organization saying, "Hey, your buddy Luke is prowling Kitty Hawk kitty porn scene on the internet while advertising your group's name in the process. Why is this?" This was
because he's a pervert, in my view,
in relation to the adult child sex advocates posting that he made. And
it
goes even further, saying, this is pretty firm evidence of the predilection towards pedophilia by the UAP. Can you deny the child porn pedophilia connection without asking Luke? Or is this ludicrous claim that Lukey boy predator was just doing UAP missionary work?
Okay, so, see, and isn't it kind of humorous then that this Lacey would set him up at Comet Ping Pong? You know the reputation, Comet Pizza Ping Pong, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Comet Ping Pong Pizza, it doesn't matter. But you know the reputation. So Luke probably chose that location, in my view. Perhaps, ostensibly, allegedly, reportedly. Do I have to have any more adjectives in there? All right. But see, this Lacey McCauley, okay, and she ain't got no friends on Facebook. I get into that. All right, what, you got no friends, Lacey? 203 friends on Facebook. Think as a community activist and such, you'd have more friends than that. But, so you got, just to make sure here, I just real quick, because I did want to name these morons. You got Robert Creamer, you got Lacey McCauley, you got Lauren McLaren, you got Scott Green, Colin Dunn, and Luke Kuhn. Luke Kuhn and Colin Dunn are the two, yo-yos pictured in Project Veritas video behind, you know, talking about, putting the butyric acid at just having a field day there. Of course, they knew they were being videotaped. That's their story, and they're sticking to it. What a bunch of crap. Scott Green, of course, was there. And then, of course, running interference because they don't have the cojones. They don't have what I'm talking about. So they have to give them to Lacey and Lauren. There's the Lacey and Lauren. I guess they keep them in their purses. Anyway, Lacey and Lauren run interference for these three people. And that's under the auspices of Disrupt J20. But see, these are anarchist groups, Joe. These are people, but they're being paid, and you can get into this on the other side, because they're being paid for by individuals with money to burn. And this was on Drudge, and this is not fake news. $2,500 a month plus $50 a day per hour per event,
plus health and dental and
right.
All that good stuff.
And this is verified. If it's a ruse, then it certainly is a hugely elaborate one, because it was on 24 different sites via the online sites. Okay, I'm trying to remember Backpage.com, the facility or the vehicle that they use. So the bottom line is the money behind this is incredible. So we have been infiltrated and taken over by the Marxist-Leninist Looney Tunes that are these people, from Creamer to McCauley to Luke with the predilection toward the little children, mm-hmm. Okay, and Colin Dunn, these despicable human beings. And of course, Michael Moore, Jabba the Hutt's ugly cousin, or actually better looking cousin, Jabba the Hutt's ugly cousin, to be more accurate. And of course, you know, you've got, the mouthpieces such as Rosie O'Donnell. She'd be ashamed of herself, who looks like the twin of both, or the illegitimate offspring of Michael Moore and Jabba the Hutt. So having said that, and is about as confused as Chelsea or Bradley Manning, who, by the way, is going to receive a commutation of her sentence from prison because, well, that's just what Obama does.
Yeah. And we got a number of stories to go from the inauguration and what you just talked about to some economic news as well as some interesting fake news. And I guess we'll start with the fake news as CNN and ABC have been caught doctoring polls of Trump's approval rating. And this article says fake polls. How CNN and ABC are fudging the numbers to tank Trump's favorability. Many people have seen the articles the last few days about media saying Trump has the lowest approval rating of any incoming president, but the numbers are being given by the same organizations that all had the polls of Hillary Clinton winning the election by wide margins, as those were doctored too. These are also being doctored by oversampling Democrats and undersampling Republicans, and then putting the numbers out there as though it was a evenly done poll. But yep, the favorability rating they're saying with Trump is only 40% to 43%, and that number is definitely skewed due to the way that they are gathering the data and is being done intentionally. So we're going to keep our eye on that. When we come back, we got more news, followed by Leo Holman after
Can't wait for
the
that.
Next break.
Yeah.
Our second segment in this Tuesday edition of the Hagman Report. Just to let people know, we had to reboot our video stream, and we are getting that cleared away as we continue to cover news this segment, followed by WorldNet Daily News editor Leo Holman in the next hour.
Yeah, that's going to be a great day. Leo Holman's a talented author, and his book is just a great book coming out on the 24th. It's a great book. Before we move on, let me tell you about Indochino. I've found my favorite place to buy suits, shirts, pants, anything menswear, dress. This is the place to go. This is my go-to place now. This, folks, you've got to go to Indochino.com. That's Indochino.com. I-N-D-O-C-H-I-N-O. Indochino.com. And use our promo code HH. Look, if you, guys and ladies, let me just talk to you real quick for a second. Have you ever gone in to buy a suit, even if it's even where they offer tailoring? First of all, if you try to get a suit off the rack, it just never fits right. And then the tailoring, whatever. And sometimes the material isn't quite right. Well, Indochino has the answers for you. This is the only place I will be going for from now on for my suits. I tried them. I like them. This is the best of the best. These are made to measure suits, and they fit so much better. You can tell. And there's nothing worse than a bad fitting suit. And ordering from Indochino is so easy. You can go into a showroom if you're near one, or watch an online video at Indochino.com. Take your measurements properly, input them into your profile, and voila. You can order shirts and pants and suits, and every guy looks better in a suit. That's my view, anyway. It's one of the largest made-to-measure menswear brands on the planet. You get a high-quality suit made to your exact measurements for a perfect fit. You also get to customize your suit just the way you want it. If you want, let's say, if you want a striped, shall we say, striped look, inside lining, here it is. Striped inside lining. Oh, there it is. Or if you want little duckies in there, you can do that too in the lining of your suit coat. All you do, again, is visit the showroom or shop online at Indochino.com. You pick from hundreds of fabrics. You can choose your customizations from lapels to pleats to jacket linings and more. Submit your body measurements, place your order, and wait for it to arrive within 4 weeks. This week, and this is the greatest part, our listeners can get any premium Indochino suit for just $389 at Indochino.com when entering HH at checkout. That's 50% off the regular price, especially for you, for made-to-measure premium suits. That's, and the shipping is free. That's Indochino.com, promo code HH for any premium suit, just $389 and free shipping. What an incredible deal for a suit that will fit you better than anything you've ever had before in any off-the-rack suit that you've ever, ever had.
All right, back to some inauguration news. There's an interesting write-up on Breitbart today titled, "The Inaugural Rioters Urge to Go Hard and Only Chance to Rove the City Under Protocol of the Obama Era." This article gets into a Breitbart News identified a group connected to the Disrupt J20 events, and it's titled 10 Reasons to Go Hard on January 20th makes the case for anarchists, socialists, and communists from across the country to why it would be worth it to go across the country driving to a city crowded with reactionaries and police, saying that during the inauguration, D.C. police will have their hands full. And it tells a web of American-hating, anti-capitalist activists that January 20th inauguration is our only chance to fight Trump under the laws and police protocols of the Obama era. The article lays out the overall plan of gathering groups to rove the city and set up blockades and the checkpoints around the parade route, as well as shutting down Washington, D.C.'s transportation infrastructure. I think this article is important because it does lay out what some of the lesser headlines of the Disrupt J20 movement talks about, which is this push to set up protesters and blockades that deal with the transportation infrastructure, from the roads to the trains to the buses. As talking with a few people earlier, there's been some changes to the inauguration. One, I read that Trump was going to be sworn in inside.
And this is what they want. They come right out and said, and even this, the despicables, if we're deplorables, they're despicables. This is exactly what they want. They want Trump to be inside during the swearing-in ceremony. I wouldn't give them that satisfaction. I mean, seriously. And you know, okay, so you've got, right now, you've got 100 Marxist organizations, upwards of 100. But they're small, they're disparate, but the handful of those groups that are behind this. And of course, Joe, you were talking about the demand protest ads earlier.
Yeah, Washington Times ran an article today. Ads in 24 cities offer protesters up to $2,500 to agitate at Trump inaugural. Demand protest ads running seek operatives to send a strong message at presidential inauguration. And apparently there's ads running in more than 20 cities offering $2,500 a month for agitators to demonstrate starting at this week's presidential inauguration events.
So this is what we didn't do with Obama. All right, why don't we do this? Why don't we show these individuals the same love and tolerance that they're showing us? That's my idea. Let's fight them with fire. Fire with fire. You want to make trouble? Okay. You come to the right place. Let's rock. Let's get it on.
Listen to this. The job offers a monthly retainer of $2,500.
That's right.
Plus the standard per event pay of $50 an hour, as long as you participate in at least 6 events a year, as well as health, vision, and dental insurance for full-time operatives. During the 2016 presidential campaign, Donald Trump did complain about paid activists, both before and after his run for president. And people are not admitting to what's going on. There's simply no credible evidence that the opposition to Trump is spurred by anything other than legitimate concern about what his presidency might entail.
No. And these are not organic protests, as you can see. These are paid for protests by people like Soros and for the globalists. And Hillary Clinton does not have her hands clean. Bill Clinton neither does Bill Clinton or any of the people associated with the Clintons, I would say, have their hands clean in this. And I would throw in some Sanders groups as well, Bernie Sanders groups, people associated with them, when you look at this. Now, some people will come out, and I guarantee in the next couple of days, you're going to see where demand protest, oh, those ads, those were fake ads. We went through it. Let me tell you something. The ads were too elaborate for being fake. However, I would say this. I'm not certain about the dollar amounts nor the benefits. I would say that I'm sure at some point you are promised that, but not at the grassroots level. So if you think that suddenly you're going to back into a $2,500 a month position and a $50 an hour job with benefits just by grassroots organizing, I think that's a little bit too much. I think I don't believe that.
They're going to say for full-time operatives.
Right.
So, yeah, and the website... there is, even in this Washington Times article, back and forth, they say if the demand protest ads are ruses, someone has gone to a great deal of trouble to sell the scam.
Yep.
Classified ads are running in at least 24 cities, including L.A., New York, Chicago, Dallas, and Houston. And the company operates a slick website that includes contact information, which goes back to a phone number in San Francisco listed on the website, with a voicemail message identifying the company by name, but a request for a comment on Monday was not returned. And the website says the company has provided 1,800 plus operatives for 48 campaigns, promises deniability, assuring clients that we can ensure that all actions will appear genuine to media and public observers.
Right, but see. So these are the same groups, by the way, that will infiltrate the campuses, because one of the biggest recruiting grounds are college campuses. They will infiltrate to shut down people like Milo and other people, or anybody. In fact, Jack Cashel and others who bring the truth to campuses. You can't speak on campuses anymore because of these groups and people that are funding these groups. This is not going to end. This didn't start with the Trump campaign, and it certainly is not going to end with the Trump campaign. In no way, no how. This is ingrained in our society. These groups are really filled in positions by metrosexuals, by lesbians, by homosexuals. That's right. I'm saying this. You have to understand, by the outcasts of society, by the people who congregate together. Because when you look at the structure, when you look at the boards, you look at these staffs of these groups, one by one by one, the Workers' World Party, the Answer, Progress Unity Fund, that's all you find. These transgendered activists, these people, and you mentioned earlier, like Luke Kuhn, who apparently has this alleged predisposition for young children.
Yeah, I don't think it's alleged at this point.
Use the word alleged because, you know.
The guy's name was all over those posts, and they were directly linked back to him over a number of years as he worked in different organizations among activist groups on the left.
Yeah, if this doesn't make you mad, Joe, make you angry, then you're not paying attention, because we've been hijacked from within. And if it's not these Marxist-Leninist progressive pigs, it is the Islamists who are coming in, and Leo Holman's going to talk about that. And if it's not the Islamists, it's the homosexual activists that make like 0.5% of the population who are perverse, you know, the perverse type of the most perverse of the perverse. So you've got all of these groups, these
and what's worse
rejects
is the,
of society.
The funding that goes behind the left and their political actions, I think, is astronomical compared to the organization and funding that goes into right-wing causes. And you don't see the level of activism. These people have been delusional in years past, and the activists to an extent, and then you have the money backers. And we see, these non-governmental organizations and other ways that they funnel money by the millions and hundreds of millions in some cases to these different groups to stir up chaos, to stir up trouble. We've seen it. I mean, they have the organization, at least at the top, from the Black Lives Matter movement and the money that was funneled into them, where they don't have a headquarters, they don't have the organization, they don't have, you know, charters in different towns. They just have loose bits of people who identify with being a Black Lives Matter activist. But this is a much more coordinated effort backed by the left's money, from Soros to Bill Gates. They have no problem dishing out millions of dollars to causes that they see will advance their agenda and add to the chaos.
And you would be surprised at the people who are involved in this, people that you would never, ever think that are involved in trolling and just attempting to stir up and muddy the waters. Muddy the waters, perhaps, is a better analogy about these about the conservatives and even the Christians. The people involved here, even the keyboard warriors, have this tie, have these ties to the big money, and it may not be a direct tie. It may be three or four tiers, five, six, seven tiers below that. But ultimately, that's what they're doing, and they're using all of these asymmetrical guerrilla tactics against American citizens. Now, imagine if this were Hillary Clinton, and any of this would be taking place. Can you imagine the outcry from these butterflies, from these snowflakes? Can you imagine? Joe, by the way, I talked to Steve on a different note real quick. I talked to Steve Quayle earlier today. He asked me to mention this, and I want to mention this. You remember he was on with, he was on last week or the week before.
The Alex.
Right. We talked to Cusco, the VIP expedition and conference to Cusco. Folks, that is scheduled for June, okay? If you go to TrueLegendsTheSeries.com, go there, TrueLegendsTheSeries.com, and scroll down to the VIP Expedition and Conference in Cusco, Peru. You've got Steve Quayle and Tim Alberino and now L.A. Marzulli. You only have a limited number of seats. I think there are like 20 seats. There was an illness that took, like, a couple of illnesses, and a couple of things happened where a couple of people who had already registered had emergencies and had to back out. So you've got about five positions left, maybe five. The registration is going to be shut down by the end of the week. If you're interested and you can go, if you think you want to go, register by all means. I would do so because the cutoff, I think, is Friday. So you only have a couple of days. If you're interested in hearing, this will be a one-of-a-kind adventure trip. If I'll tell you what, this would be great. I mean, I would love to go. Just the schedule just absolutely prohibits us from going. However, Cusco, Peru, Steve Quayle, Tim Alberino, L.A. Marzulli, you will not see or hear this anywhere else. Cusco, Peru, TrueLegendsTheSeries.com, or just email Steve Quayle. But do it in the next. Do it when you hear this. If you're hearing my voice live, do it now. If you're hearing this on archive, do it now. Do it before Friday. That's the VIP Expedition, True Legends, the VIP Expedition and Conference to Cusco, Peru. This is a one chance in a lifetime. Steve Quayle, Tim Alberino, L.A. Marzulli. There's only a few, I think five slots may be open. So do it today. Go to TrueLegendsTheSeries.com. That's TrueLegendsTheSeries.com. Or email Steve Quayle directly via his website. But folks, do it before Friday the 20th. Please, do it before Friday the 20th, because otherwise you may not have that chance again in your life.
I saw a new interview today, or maybe relatively new, with Tim Alberino on Skywatch, with Derek and Mrs. Gilbert. They did an interview with him, and it was really good. It was about 40 minutes long, something I have not seen before. So check that out if you get a chance. This is a story. We just had somebody email this to me, us, and I saw this earlier today. I don't know how many people have seen this or if this has been something that's been released. I doubt it has been yet. This says CNN and BuzzFeed to release a damaging new Trump tape 48 hours before the inauguration, and this link goes to an InfoWars story.
Yeah.
I got some thoughts on this.
What are they? Wait, I want to hear your thoughts, because
anybody who released a Trump saying anything derogatory, I think is fabricated. They would have released it before the election if they really
trust
had
me.
It.
That's right.
And just to see, yes, CNN and BuzzFeed, looks like some sort of retaliation against their fake intelligence briefing release, that they're trying to gain some credibility back by releasing a doctored tape.
I would not trust anything released at this point, because if they would have had the information. Now, there's one exception to that, and I would apply this both to the Hillary Clinton emails and I'll apply it across the board. There's only one exception that if they release it now, that I think it would be valid. And that is, or I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. If there was anything, if there was anything to this, this would have been released earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the reason I say that is because the only reason against that would be if there is law enforcement actionable material. So in other words, you don't release law in an investigative work product, a legitimate investigative work product that would tank your investigation and taint the evidence. You don't release that at all. You just don't do that. And I would point to the Hillary Clinton emails because you understand there was not, they were not released through the FBI until, what was it, the latest was last Sunday on the 8th, a week ago, the previous Sunday. But they were heavily redacted. So anything, and I 100% agree with you on this.
And I say the doctored part, I forget what site I was on, but there was a great, comment and links underneath the article that showed different effects like computer generated images and the ability to now that there's ability for everybody who has the understanding of the software, you can literally put a camera right in front of you and on the monitor you can substitute a face of a celebrity, a whole thing. And your face right along the structure will go there and it picks up the expressions you make. And you can literally sit here and talk like I'm talking and make it look like the Queen of England is saying what I'm saying and you know, using the body language and mannerisms I'm using.
And I'll say this.
And they showed examples from, you know, former presidents to actors to, and how easy it was
Princess Leia, what they want to resurrect her. Go on.
No, and how easy it was to doctor some and make it look like somebody you know, a celebrity, a politician, is saying things that you are actually saying with the image of the person instead of your own image. It's very deceptive, and it's something we've talked about a lot in the past is, you know, what's real and what's not that we see on TV or the news anymore. It's so hard to tell because anything can be simulated. Just look at Hollywood and the movies that they make.
And we're going to have John Robertson come on and talk about that because he was on the front lines and he a lot of people don't, a lot of people don't understand what John had done in Hollywood. He was front and center to many things. But you're right, Joe. And also, I'll say this, okay?
And to list BuzzFeed and CNN as the releasers, that's just a big red flag.
We got to redeem ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
Crap News Network and BuzzFeed. But you have to understand, the political warfare that's going on here, the attacks that are taking place. I've seen this up close and personal in real life in a couple of different situations on the state level where I was asked to do things and you think at first, okay, this is a legitimate request. I need a background check conducted on this individual. Hey, we're gonna float him as the potential nominee for, we'll say, a public utility commission or name a commission. You know, regardless, it doesn't matter. Just as an example, so you're presented with the facts, and all of a sudden you're getting led down, or little breadcrumbs are being placed right in front of you to go down in the investigation. And all of a sudden, you've built up this nice little package. Everything, they have given you everything. You didn't find it on your own. No, they directed you like a pinball in a pinball machine. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is, even if it's that refined. But think of it this way. When you're talking about the technology, Joe, right now, today, you remember, folks, how many remember this? You go to an amusement park or you go to like a Lucille Ball Museum, you can stick your, you know, as a family, you stick your heads through the wooden cutouts, okay? Remember those?
Had those down in Disney World. Right. You know.
Well, see, that's where we mentally are at in terms of our understanding of the CGI, of the special effects. Meanwhile, the people who are running the government and have this stuff are at that holographic level where it's, they can create Elvis or Elvi, plural.
And this is where we get into, you know, talks of false flags from bombings in the Middle East that have been doctored. Eric and I watched a video a month and a half ago or so that showed a bomb going off and then people running and laying down where they're supposed to, you know, play dead or injured until somebody comes and scoops them away. It looked like a scene out of a movie. Instances of, you know, false flags here in America. And Sandy Hook is a big controversial issue. But a lot of, some of the footage was from a day before in a completely different school. And they do this, and we've seen CNN get caught using green screens when they're supposed to be live on scene. And there's so many examples of how people have been visually deceived due to computer-generated graphics and changes that are made, to the point where reality and fiction, the line is so blurred, you don't know where the reality ends and the fiction begins.
That's true.
A dangerous place to be, especially when we see the level of control that the TV and the movie industry has. I mean, is it possible they can create a disaster out of whole cloth with nobody being hurt or injured, it being a whole big production, and sell it to the public as though it was a real event?
I believe
it
is.
Yeah, I think they have. Yes. I think we've fallen for it in the past.
Absolutely.
And it's something that is very concerning because it blurs that line, again, from reality to fiction. And you can't tell where the one ends and the other begins. And that is the reason that we need to be vigilant and do the research and dig into a lot of these major stories that affect politics and the economy and national security and our constitutional rights, because you just don't know if we're being sold, a bag of lies or an actual event. And this is why so many people are conflicted when things happen. And they're so quick to say, oh, this was a stage event, these are crisis actors, because it's happened so often in the past that it's just a default way to begin to look at things and be objective about it, not buying into the lies right off the bat.
Yeah,
whether they're real events or not, it's still going to have that... people are still going to be skeptical, no matter what, at this point, because they've seen so many lies sold to them that they can't fathom that anything real happens anymore. And it's pretty alarming. And I think that's what they're going for, is that confusion, and then the confusion to selling, lies, just created lies.
I want to just direct everyone to HagmanReport.com. Joe's got a couple of stories up there. Profiting from poverty, Amazon wants to cash in on food stamps.
That was a pretty rough story. Also, Putin.
Putin
said today, those who leaked Trump dossier or the fake intelligence brief are worse than prostitutes.
But see, when I read that, I'm going to tell you, in my mind, I'm thinking, Putin is gaming us. He's gaming us mentally.
He's playing into the division.
Right,
and
of course.
And the uncertainty of Trump. And he's also, by coming out and saying what he said, is making it look as though there's a much closer alliance between Putin and Trump than there maybe is. And he's looking to play off the American people's acceptance and liking of Trump. And I think he's trying to insert himself into that category.
And yeah, exactly. And I'm glad you pointed that out, and that's good. So bookmark HagmanReport.com, folks. And I want to thank John Rappaport. I want to thank Stephen Menking. I want to thank John Robertson. Anyone who writes articles for us, they appear on HagmanReport.com. I want to thank you. Thank you so much for your contribution, invaluable assessments. And if I didn't name you by name, I apologize, but you're there, you're memorialized, and your wisdom is memorialized in these articles. Thank you again for that. And thank you, folks, for listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report. Folks, we're going to be back with our guest, Leo Holman from WorldNet Daily, author, tremendous author.
And news editor.
Yes.